Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, a Monday afternoon. ABC, always a paragon of virtue and impartial coverage and blah, 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 blah. Of course, somehow listens in on President Trump's campaign call and proceeds to trash him. No great shock. They didn't have to listen in on the call. They've been trashing him since day one. I mean, this is the thing we're, at this point, kind of used to. But we'll talk about that as we head through the afternoon. One of the things that I think we've got to talk about is what's happening on the roads right now. Colonel Jeffrey Katz from the Chesterfield County Police had a great piece. He posted some statistics talking about accidents, dangerous driving incidents down in Chesterfield since the Commonwealth decided that marijuana usage apparently was just perfectly okay. But let's face it, it's not stopping there. The House of Delegates and the State Senate seems hell-bent on making our roads incredibly dangerous, even more dangerous than they are today. So I thought I wanted to get a law enforcement perspective and a legislative perspective. And quite frankly, there's nobody better than Bill Carrico on that front, retired Virginia State Trooper, former member of the House of Delegates and the State Senate. I'm happy to say that Bill is here. Bill, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jeff, for having me.
Tell me a little bit, as a former state, a retired state trooper, former member of the General Assembly, what do you make from what's going on up there right now?
Insanity. That's about the only thing I can say. It's really sad that in a state that where we enjoyed low crime rates, fatality rates had been decreasing. Traffic enforcement had, been pushing forward to do things to prevent accidents, and to see a bill come out and go to the governor, I believe it was House Bill 5058, that just guts every law that you would have as far as promoting highway safety. I mean, with this law, if it's signed into law by the governor, you're going to have accidents, fatalities, injuries, and an outcry from the general public to do more to keep the highways safe. You can drive without headlights. You can drive without taillights. You can drive with defective equipment, expired inspection stickers. There's just nothing that you can stop an individual for except for what they call speeding. And it's really sad to know that we have gone down a road like this and that we have put people's lives in jeopardy when it comes to highway safety. And the one that, when I say insanity, they make jaywalking a secondary offense. What else are you going to be doing that you can, I mean, shooting a gun in the air? I don't know.
Yeah, you have to look at it, as you say, insanity, I think, is the most polite way to describe it. But did you ever think, honestly now, that any political party anywhere would say, okay, we have a choice between standing with citizens, decent people who are just trying to live their lives, and criminals who are victimizing those aforementioned decent people, yep, we're going to stand over here with the criminals. I mean, that's the insanity, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it basically is a defense attorney's dream in order to have all these things, because a personal injury attorney, they're going to have so much work that they're not going to know what to do with it, because any time that a law enforcement officer stops a vehicle, they're going to say, oh, he stopped me because the taillight out or signal light didn't work, or
right,
all these things that they're going to bring up that's under this bill. And they're going to spend all their time in court trying to defeat everything they do because of this precursor they took away. And I'll tell you, Jeff, as a state trooper working King George and Caroline for 10 years, in Southwest Virginia for 5, Southside for a year, one of the things that I arrested over 300 drunk drivers and equipment violations and things like that, dead tags, dead inspections, is the initial stop. But that led to a drunk driver and the arrest, and probably at least 50% of the cases, it was the initial stop of some violation that led to a DUI. You're going to take all that away. I mean, you're going to have drunk drivers driving down the highway that would have normally got stopped prior to having the accident if these things were in place.
It's a great thing that you're pointing out. Bill Carrico is joining us. Bill is a retired Virginia State Trooper, formerly a member of the General Assembly. And Bill, you point out these precursor situations. When you have somebody who is a drunk driver, as you know, they get into their car. In many cases, they're not turning their headlights on. They are traveling at a high rate of speed. They don't know that their equipment's not working. And so your first interaction with them is because you got somebody driving down the road at 3 a.m. and the headlights are not on. And we know just from studies year after year after year, those people who are committing violent offenses, people who are rapists, who are murderers, who are armed robbers, they don't care about little things like inspection stickers or up-to-date registration. And you are going to lose the opportunity to get those people off the road, because apparently now everything is just honky-dory as far as the General Assembly goes.
Well, one of the things, too, Jeff, that I thought of when I saw that when you stop a vehicle that you can't do a search if there's an odor of marijuana.
Yeah.
Well, what about a sobriety test? Can you even do that? An individual, you walk up, you smell the strong odor of marijuana, the DUID law still is in effect.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do a sobriety test on that individual just because you smelt the odor?
Wow.
And I don't think you can, not under this law.
Wow.
And so you're going to let an individual who's high on marijuana go because you can't do the test.
It's amazing stuff. That's one of the things that Chief Jeffrey Katz of Chesterfield County recently posted about all sorts of interaction with folks who now, because we in Virginia have decided marijuana is maybe not technically legal, but we've decriminalized it, I guess, to the point that it is in effect a de facto legalization. These folks are all over the roads and they are impaired.
They are. And that was why the DUID laws came into effect, and the training was extended for law enforcement on how to do nystagmus gaze, do the involuntary jerking of the eyes to understand, you know, what level of intoxication this individual was with it. Was it a drug or is it alcohol? Mm-hmm. All these things that they trained to do. Now there's a question as can they even do it because they have an odor. Because this law says that you can't search or do anything just from the mere smell or odor of marijuana. And, you know, all these things that have been done and all these things that put into place is very hypocritical of the Democrats, because when the Republicans were in control, all they preached was highway safety, you know.
Yeah.
And now look what they've done. They've basically opened up the highways to criminals and to people who are going to put your life and your family's lives in jeopardy. It is so hard for people to understand why their loved one was killed and a law enforcement officer wasn't able to be everywhere all the time to stop that individual from coming down the highway. Well, now add to the fact that they can't even stop them from coming down the highway if they're there. And that's what the outcry, the people of Virginia in a year will be crying out to change these things, but yet they moved forward and chalked one up for the criminals.
Bill, as a retired state trooper and someone who is, to put it mildly, supportive of law enforcement, and law enforcement over the years has been very supportive of you, what are you hearing from police officers, deputy sheriffs, state troopers out there, their reaction to this law?
You know, Jeff, I worked through the Rodney King riots, the days of the Rodney King riots, the riots in Virginia Beach, the murders in Richmond, and I have never seen the morale of law enforcement as low as it is today. And I've been out talking about Secure Virginia, a political pact that I put together to go out and talk about these things and how the severity of these laws changing it will be to the public, to their properties and everything. And not only law enforcement, but people are worried about what's happening. And they're worried about the fact that they're putting lives in jeopardy and their properties in jeopardy by doing these things. And I don't understand why this particular party is listening to the criminal element and not listening to the people of Virginia.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, when you're talking about listening to the people of Virginia, there's been a fair amount of discussion that Bill Carrico, with this very, very impressive resume, might be looking to toss his hat into the ring, run for the Republican nomination for governor. You any closer to a decision on that?
Oh, I'm definitely closer. I've been across the state talking to people. I've just wanted to put the full focus on 2020 election. I don't think it is fair to the candidates running in 2020 for me to be out talking about a 2021 race. And out there talking about the candidates in 2020 and what's going on in the General Assembly today, keeping people apprised, I found a very, very large number of people who really get it. It's common sense and something that we've lost in leadership and in the public sector. And people are looking for a leader that has common sense, that will use that common sense, that is honest and is willing to put their nose to the grindstone and fix some of these things that are happening. And it's very encouraging to me. And after the election, we're going to crunch the numbers and we're going to see where we are. And then we're going to make some announcements.
All right. Fair enough. Bill, I appreciate you being here. That is Bill Carrico. Bill is a retired Virginia state trooper, former member of the House of Delegates, former member of the state Senate. And if you want to read between those lines, probably going to be running for the Republican nomination for governor next year. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.